You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and we're going to play for you on a bowl of soul some political soul. Given that right now we're still in the throes of the federal government shutdown, it is now 34 days into the federal government shutdown, and on a bowl of soul, we're going to play some music that speaks to our current situation right here in the United States.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. What's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride, and I'm moving on aside and keep on.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and I had to play the impressions from 1964 called Keep On Pushing, of which their album was entitled, had the same name as well. And I'm playing that music because, you know, we have to encourage, you know, our brothers and sisters out here who are federal government workers, who are on furlough, who have gone, basically, let me make a correction, 35 days without pay because an agreement has not been reached as of yet to end this shutdown, the federal shutdown. Not only is it impacting agencies and some of the services that we receive from the federal government, the very people who help to make these places function are suffering. And as I understand, Pelosi basically told the president that he could not make a State of the Union address without addressing this issue that we have, where the government has been shut down for the longest time, they say, in American history. And there were two bills that were presented that Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer had agreed upon to present to the Senate, and guess what happened? They both, the GOP bill was declined, and so was the Democrat bill. So here we go again. Here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, something that basically situations like this call for action. And we can't just sit here and tweet and Facebook and not get up and stand up for our rights. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. Is that all that Peter is told? After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now when you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights. Get up.
Life is your right.
Get up, stand up.
So we can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your right.
Lord, Lord.
Get up, stand up.
Keep us struggling on.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah.
You're sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in the Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you gonna
we gonna
do?
Stand up for a
yeah, yeah,
right. So
yeah.
You better
get up, stand up
in the morning.
Don't give it up.
Stand up for your right.
Stand up right now.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Don't give it up. Don't give it up.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your right.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Here on A Bowl of Soul, Get Up, Stand Up, from the late great Mr. Robert Nesta Marley and the Wailers from 1973. You know, this past Monday, we celebrated the 90th birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And one thing that Dr. King, before he was killed, he was thinking of doing a poor people's march on Washington, where people would actually camp out on the Great Lawn with their tents and to protest the inequality that had been placed upon poor people across all sections of this country, regardless of race. And this is exactly what is happening today, that a cross section of people are really affected by this situation going on with the government shutdown. And I'm going to talk about some places where you can show your love and support to make sure that these people make it through, because this is not about picking apples and pears. This is real life. People have real situations. They have rent to pay. They have food to, they have food they need to eat, as well as to take care of their families, whether they're single, whether they're married, whether they have children or not. This is a serious situation where people are getting up and they're standing up. And in fact, people have gone to the White House, have been protesting in front of the White House, have been going to different places to let them know, no, this has to come to an end. You're not going to use us as a sacrificial pawn. Coming up next on A Bowl of Soul from my man, the late great Mr. Gil Scott Heron, he says, you know what? The revolution will not be televised. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jav York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Here on A Bowl of Soul, he said the revolution will not be repeated, it won't be televised, there won't be any reruns, because it's in full effect. And that's exactly what's going on right now. The revolution is in effect, whether people believe it or not. It really is in effect, and people are rising up and saying they've had enough. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, from 24 Karat Black on the Stax record label, talking about ghetto misfortunes wealth, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
you some classic R&B funk from 24 Karat Black from 1973. And, you know, this group was produced and arranged by Del Warren, who was the nephew of Motown legend Mr. Berry Gordy's second wife, Raynoma. And he became a conservatory-trained violinist, and in 1961 was recruited by his aunt, Raynoma, to work as a strings arranger for Motown Records. And after working for smaller labels, including Shrine, he was recruited by Stax Records, where he arranged and orchestrated Isaac Hayes' albums, Hot Buttered Soul, The Isaac Hayes Movement, and To Be Continued. In 1972, Dale Warren was featured as a composer and conductor at the Watts Stax concert. But around this time, Dale Warren met and took under his wing a young soul group from Cincinnati, Ohio, the D'Italians. He persuaded them to change their name to 24 Karat Black and wrote and produced their only original recording, the late 1973 concept album, Ghetto Misfortune's Wealth. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And I know that you've heard in the news about Cardi B. And you know, a lot of people try to play Cardi B for cheap. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a woman that does pay attention, and she has good common sense. And she basically said that this country is in a hellhole when you actually have people working for free and not paying them the money that is owed to them. She said, that's a hot mess. Here on A Bowl of Soul with Miss Cardi B, talking about I Like It. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals, where's my pen, bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the jeweler, I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving wrong, I do what they say I can't. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Bird, go, fuck. Rory, hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe. Big dip on top of the roof, flexing on as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drive the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Turn the jobs, close the curtains. Bad chick make you nervous.
Chambean, chambean, pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. A ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo y Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido amar, dile Charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Diamond District in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Yeah. Oh, I need the dollars to just beat it up like pinata. Turn the jobs, close the curtain.
¿Cómo
Celia Cruz tengo el azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo. Que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tele y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 ra, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara. No salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viaje, escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el Chesta Rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami, es la cosa. El que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
I said I like it like that.
I said I like it like that.
I said I like it like that.
I said I like it like that. I'm the district in the chain.
I said I like it like that.
Set up by, you know I got.
I said I like it like that.
Drop the top and blow the brand.
I said I like it like that.
Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
I said I like it.
All right. Giving it to him. Cardi B talking about I like it. We celebrate Cardi B. She has been very vocal, very knowledgeable about what's going on in the world today, and definitely lent her support to those that are experiencing rough times during this federal government shutdown. Bacalus Marlenis Almanzar, also known as Cardi B professionally, is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and television personality. And she was born and raised in the BRONX, my hometown, in New York City. And she first attracted attention for discussing her career because she was a stripper on social media. And she became an internet celebrity after several of her posts and videos went viral on Vine and Instagram. Cardi B has earned 3 number one singles on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Of course, the famous Bodak Yellow made her the second female rapper to top the chart with a solo output following Lauryn Hill in 1998. The single of which you just heard, I Like It, made her the first female rapper to attain multiple number one songs on the chart, and her Maroon 5 collaboration, Girls Like You, extended that record. Her debut studio album, Invasion of Privacy, from last year, on which the first two songs were included, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 and broke several streaming records. That year, Time Magazine included her on their list, on their annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world. And among her numerous accolades, she has received 7 Grammy Award nominations, 2 Guinness World Records awards, 3 American Music Awards, 3 MTV Video Music Awards, 9 BET Hip Hop Awards, and a Billboard Music Award. And we celebrate Miss Cardi B here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Walk with me.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Take my hand. Thank you.
giving you some classic soul, celebrating 60 years of Motown, one of the essential supergroups of Motown, the Four Tops, singing a song that was written by Frank Wilson and Smokey Robinson called Still Waters, Run Deep. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to turn it back now to putting a mirror and a reflection on the United States of America, which was eloquently and very descriptively captured by this gentleman, Childish Gambino, talking about this is America and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
We just want to party. I'm just for you. We just want to party. I'm just for you.
Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is selling. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Know that.
Yeah,
know that. Ooh, get it,
yeah,
ooh,
yeah,
yeah. Ooh, work it. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. 100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka. Blah.
Ooh, America. I just checked my following, listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Get your money, black man.
This is one of the most deep, serious, illest songs I've ever heard using a trap beat by Childish Gambino, which this song basically addresses being black in the United States and the gun violence in this country overwhelmingly. Gun violence amongst everybody. And it also touches on police brutality. So at the same time, while we're trying to look fly and dress and dance and being to ourselves. We cannot overlook the fact that in the background, we're getting killed. People are killing each other. You're having all these mass shootings and the extreme level of police brutality in this country. And the fact that while this is all going on in the background, we have a president who says that he wants to make America great again, which I don't understand how it's again. What do you mean again? And then you look at that situation of which I just played for you, and then now you're looking at what's going on with the federal government shutdown, where he again is saying that we're allowing people in this country to commit crime, and which other people have shown that those statistics are very minimal, very low. But at the same time, internally we perpetuate a high level of violence against each other. Here on A Bowl of Soul, This Is America from Mr. Childish Gambino that came out in 2018. Very deep, very deep. And I like the fact that he used some happy melodies with trap music, because trap music really brings a sense of drama, the realness, the reality of what's going on. Coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, from yours truly, the legendary Prince, talking about This Is a Sign of the Times. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Oh yeah. Francis, skinny man, died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home, there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack and toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June. Everybody see the dawn time. Thank you.
A Bowl of Soul, Sign of the Times, released on February 18th, 1987. This song basically dealt with various socio-political problems, including AIDS, gang violence, which we're still dealing with today in 2019, natural disasters, which we've had so many, including last year with Hurricane Maria, poverty, which is an ongoing and problematic issue here. Even though we're making strides to increase the minimum wage, people are still living below the poverty line. Drug abuse, because now we have an opioid epidemic, people using fentanyl, still using crystal meth and ODing on heroin. You know, dealing with a whole lot of issues in this song. And that was from Prince here on A Bowl of Soul. And like I said, what you can do is if you want to help folks that are suffering from this shutdown, there are ways to help. And, you know, you can go to the CBSNews.com website where it discusses how you can help the nearly 800,000 government workers that, again, will be missing a paycheck. They won't be able to pay their bills, and they can't, they can't afford groceries, medical care, and other critical expenses. But there are some nonprofits that have stepped up, and you can also help. The website GoFundMe last week announced its own fundraiser for government workers after a wave of unpaid workers started individual campaigns on GoFundMe themselves. So you can go to GoFundMe.com and they will have a link that will point to a fundraiser for government workers. And nearly 5,000 people have contributed more than $355,000 in 5 days. You know, you can also, which I saw on television, Chef Jose Andres of World Central Kitchen is soliciting restaurants, food trucks, and nonprofits to help provide hot meals to federal employees affected by the shutdown through its hashtag Chefs for Feds Nation campaign. And federal employees can receive a free meal to either take out or eat in at a kitchen and cafe located in Washington, D.C. at 701 Pennsylvania Avenue near the U.S. Navy Memorial. You can go to the CBSNews.com website and click on the link because they are still accepting donations. The National Diaper Bank Network is distributing diapers to furloughed workers through various locations across the country. You can go to their website to see how you can help in helping to distribute diapers to furloughed workers. Another nonprofit organization, Feeding America, has a network of 200 food banks that serve local food and hunger relief programs across the country and is soliciting donations to assist Americans facing a situation that they did not cause or never imagine. So you definitely can go to the CBSNews.com website to show your love and support for these federal workers. Coming up next on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. Kendrick Lamar talking about All Right. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Right,
nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. Ain't a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Nights in my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
Hey, and this is A Bowl of Soul giving it up for Mr. Kendrick Lamar, talking about We Gonna Be Alright. Coming up next, a classic, because we're at a situation right now in this country that we have to fight the powers that be. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Janice Dempsey, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
WELOVE
108
FM.
Funky drummer, music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Hey,
listen if you're missing y'all, swinging while I'm singing.
Hey,
giving what you're getting, knowing what I'm knowing, while the black band's sweating in the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want, gotta give us what we need.
Hey,
our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
We got to fight the powers that be. As the rhythm
rhymes designed to bounce with transcendental rhymes. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange. People, people, we all the same, no one not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness, we can't get careless. You say, what is this? All beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense or fitness. The rest the show.
You got to go with what you know.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. 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 Fight the power.
Fight the power.
We got to fight the power that be.
Was Public Enemy with their classic Fight the Power from 1989 off of the Do the Right Thing soundtrack of the movie of which Spike Lee directed, here on A Bowl of Soul. Because you know what, that song still rings true today, that we have to fight the powers that be. If we don't like something, especially what's going on now, people are protesting, they're showing up. They're letting the government know. They're letting President Trump know this is not acceptable at all. I'm going to leave you with this song from the legendary Mr. James Brown. You know, because he believed that people have to be empowered. People have to be free. And they can do that by having soul power. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
No, we need it, soul power. We got to have it, soul power. No, we want it, soul power. Got to have it, soul power. Give it to me, soul power.
Hey!
We need it, soul power. We want it, soul power. Got to have it, soul power. I wanna get on your skin. If I get there, I've got to win. We need some soul. Come on. Get some, and then you know where I'm coming from. I may land the cut and go along, but I'm still on the case, and my rap is strong.
Hey!
Go jump on my train when I'm out of sight. Just check yourself and say, yeah, you're right.
Of soul music. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, and just want you to know that you can hit me up at A Bowl of Soul on Twitter. You can follow my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music. Make sure you check out my website, www.abowlofsoul.com, where you can check out my podcast, and definitely check out the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. Make sure you go to their archives as well. And make sure, if you're interested in sponsoring A Bowl of Soul, you can hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And also, A Bowl of Soul, going forward this year, we're going to be doing a lot of great things. And one of those things is bringing to you some more interviews of artists, new and some classic, coming to you here on A Bowl of Soul. Just letting you know that it's the BRONX, baby, bringing you some live music. And make sure that you check out A Bowl of Soul on live365.com, giving you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 24 hours of soul, baby, 365 days of the year. A Bowl of Soul will be on Pandora soon. And definitely like to give my shout out to iHeartRadio and those fans around the world that's listening to A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you support. You know how you can make America great again? Showing your love. And showing your love and your money and your concern to those that are in need during this federal government shutdown of 35 days. Make sure you go to www.cbsnews.com, where you can see a listing of nonprofit organizations. You can give donations that are helping our fellow Americans. Make sure you love yourself and you treat people as you wish to be treated. And hopefully this federal government shutdown will come to an end. Stay tuned for A Bowl of Soul next week. Just bringing it to you from the BRONX. You know what's next. It's A Bowl of Soul. Have a great weekend. Keep our federal workers in prayer. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.